Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Always great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And we have a big event that is happening this Sunday. We kind of talked about it last week, but fill us in on the details. This is going to be an amazing presentation.
Yes, last week I gave you the breaking news exclusive that we are we have filmed Three Tall Women, Martha Henry's last performance, and it is going to be premiering on CBC this coming Sunday at 2 p.m., and it is also going to be available for the next 12 months on Stratfest at Home. And if people have not heard me talk about Stratfest at Home, I haven't mentioned it enough, but I'm sure they have. It is our new subscription platform. We started it during the pandemic earlier on, and it's $10 a month, and oh my goodness, the content you get there, if you're tired of Netflix and everything, every other, you know, Amazon Prime and all those other streaming platforms that you've been using, this is a great new resource filled with all kinds of content, not just from the Stratford Festival, but from the National Film Board, from various other theaters in Canada who don't have their own platforms. They bring their filmed productions to us, and we host them there. There is original content that we've created, always coming online, but really right now, the most important thing is to watch Martha Henry in Three Tall Women, and that will be available on Stratfest at Home come Sunday, the 16th of October, and of course on CBC, and also you can watch it on CBC Gem, which is the CBC streaming platform. Martha did this remarkable show while she already had cancer, and she performed it so incredibly. Just, it's one of the best performances you will ever, ever see in your life.
And I understand this is through a special arrangement, too.
Yes, it is, because the Edward Albee Estate doesn't let its plays be made into films. So it has done a special agreement with us, because it's Martha's last performance, to allow us to capture it and show it for 12 months. So this is a limited time offering. You have to see it. You know, only 3,000 people got to see it during the pandemic, because
Wow.
we had the... I can't even remember what it's called anymore, physical distancing in the theaters.
Yes.
And it was the only indoor production we did last year. It is truly remarkable. Martha sadly died 12 days after the show closed. We were so fortunate to have captured the performance on September the 16th, and we are so fortunate that the Albee Estate is letting us do this. So I hope everyone in Stratford will tune in either to the CBC showing at 2 o'clock on Sunday or to Stratfest at Home to watch it.
And, of course, we'll share the trailer that's been posted on the Stratford Festival Facebook page. We will share that trailer on our socials as well. So, and time is winding down, but we have more forums happening.
Yeah, just a couple more. We have the Avon Ghost Tours that are happening between October 23rd and 26th, so those are always fun. And we have Art of Time coming up on in a couple of days, actually, on the 15th. And that is featuring the music of Leonard Cohen and a number of incredible musicians, including Stephen Page, who we all know and love here in Stratford from not just from Bare Naked Ladies, but from all of the composition work he's done for us over the years, including this year's The Miser.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another show coming up next week, and it's called Lessons in Temperament, and it has it's a really interesting concept. It's a man is tuning a piano for real. He learned how to do this in order to have money coming in between his gigs as an actor. So he tunes a piano while he talks about the lifelong journeys of himself and his three brothers, all of whom have various neurodiverse conditions. So it's an award-winning play, and it's just been made into a feature film adaptation.
Okay, so forums happening, and there's also a very special presentation, the subject Why Theater Matters. This is coming up too.
Yes, Anthony Chimley Noor, artistic director, is going to be giving an important lecture at the University of Waterloo, and that is on October 19th. It's open to the public. It's at 8 o'clock, and he talks about why theater matters, why it's sort of part of us from the time we're children. We do play acting and make believe. So I think that's going to be really interesting. He's a terrific speaker. I think we most of us have heard him talk and really enjoy it.
And we have enjoyed this Stratford Festival season, but the season is wrapping up at the end of the month. And Anne, I'm quite taken when you go to the Stratford Festival website, stratfordfestival.ca. The shows are posting only 10 shows left, only so many shows left for this production, for that production. We got to get your tickets here.
Yeah, you got to get your tickets. You know, I went to see Chicago last Friday. My son was home. Of course, it was Thanksgiving weekend, so all of the kids went to the theater. Johnny got home first, so I took him to see Chicago. And, gosh, it was fun to see that show again. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Don't miss it. Get in there. See some shows.
And have some fun. Again, stratfordfestival.ca is the website for all of the details. Anne Swartfeger with Stratford Festival. Thanks so much, Anne. We'll talk again next week.
Great to talk to you. Thanks so much, Jamie.